and though he could not do everything, he could do a great deal for friends in a tight corner.
"Are we all here?"
said he, handing his sword back to Thorin with a bow.
"Let me see. One, that's Thorin. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Where are Feely and Keely? Here they are, 12, 13, and here's Mr. Baggins, 14. Well, well, it might be worse, and then again it might be a good deal better. No ponies and no food, and no knowing quite where we are, and hordes of angry goblins just behind. On we go."
On they went. Gandalf was quite right. They began to hear goblin noises and horrible cries far behind in the passages they had come through. That sent them on faster than ever, and as poor Bilbo could not possibly go half as fast, for dwarves can roll along at a tremendous pace, I can tell you, when they have to, they took it in turn to carry him on their backs. Still, goblins go faster than dwarves, and these goblins knew the way better. They had made the path themselves, and were madly angry. So that, do what they could, the dwarves heard the cries and howls getting closer and closer. Soon they could hear even the flap of the goblin feet, many, many feet which seemed only just round the corner. The blink of red torches could be seen behind them in the tunnel they were following, and they were getting deadly tired.
"Why, oh, why did I ever leave my hobbit hole?" said poor Mr. Baggins, bumping up and down on Bomber's back.
"Why, oh, why did I ever bring a wretched little hobbit on a treasure hunt?" said poor Bomber, who was fat and staggered along with the sweat dripping down his nose in his heat and terror.
At this point Gandalf fell behind, and Thorin with him. They turned a sharp corner.
"About turn," he shouted. "Draw your sword, Thorin."
There was nothing else to be done, and the goblins did not like it. They came scurrying round the corner in full cry, and found goblin cleaver and foe hammer shining cold and bright right in their astonished eyes. The ones in front dropped their torches and gave one yell before they were killed. The ones behind yelled still more, and leapt back, knocking over those that were running after them.
"Biter and beater!" they shrieked, and soon they were all in confusion, and most of them were hustling back the way they had come.
It was quite a long while before any of them dared to turn that corner. By that time the dwarves had gone on again, a long, long way on into the dark tunnels of the goblins' realm. When the goblins discovered that, they put out their torches, and they slipped on soft shoes, and they chose out their very quickest runners with the sharpest ears and eyes. These ran forward as swift as weasels in the dark, and with hardly any more noise than bats. That is why neither Bilbo, nor the dwarves, nor even Gandalf heard them coming. Nor did they see them. But they were seen by the goblins that ran silently up behind, for Gandalf was letting his wand give out a faint light to help the dwarves as they went along. Quite suddenly Dori, now at the back again carrying Bilbo, was grabbed from behind in the dark. He shouted and fell, and the hobbit rolled off his shoulders into the blackness, bumped his head on hard rock, and remembered nothing more.